Okay, if I can get your attention back again. I had to shush people last week. My old library skills. We're going to start up the open mic now. Jimmy Savitic founded the series. He always said that the open mic was his favorite part of the evening. And I think we never really talked about it, but knowing Jimmy, he really liked to hear new voices. He liked to be surprised. And, you know, he'd been doing this since 1975, so he knew a lot of the poets who read here fairly regularly. So to be surprised was always an exciting thing for Jimmy. Meeting new and younger poets, it's how I met him, it's how a lot of people, friends of mine, met him. He was just excited by new voices. So the open mic, if you're wondering how to be a part of the series, this is a good way to start. If you're young and you want to be up here and you're looking at people like, I can do that. I want to do that. I think I can do that. You should try it. It's an excellent, if nothing else, it's an excellent exercise for a young poet to hear themselves read their words. And Don magnificently records everything that we do here. So you can visit the Hemingway's Blogspot website, which is on the information sheets tonight, and hear yourself reading your poems, and that exists in an archive forever, which is pretty cool. So I encourage people, come back, sign up, be a part of the open mic, be a part of the series, grow into the literary scene in the city if you haven't been a part of it before. It's a very inviting and welcoming community. I can say that from experience. But we're gonna start tonight. We're gonna get it kicked off with Paul, who I think is lingering behind me here. So get up here, Paul.
Oh, thank you. I have 160 syllables for you tonight, not including two titles. Towboat Sam. Use your good ear now and shake a leg twice. Catch wire, rig tow, cut loose, clear lower deck. Trouble ciphering, not up for discussion. I need nuts that bolt to pilot my boat. Cold wind and half hitch, the engine room chant. $2 soup can, onion, butter, jam. Or Port Light Road, a coyote whistle. River salvage legend, Emsworth downbound. Dunce cap star. The howdy doody and hole punch ticket. Automatic interface, Euro trending. Kennywood open, a soft sell startup. Affordable tile, reflect eye contact. Spreadsheet molasses and rectify Zen. Past due seismographer, Hoboken gum. The dunce cap star got a learning degree. Tinfoil rabbit ear, broadband support. Thanks.
All right, next up, got a veteran of the open mic this season, Ian Hine. Come on up.
Hi, guys. Oh, it's Ian Heiss, just to mention. Like Weiss, but with an H. Okay. This first one's certificates in certitude. People are so confident they're right. They see contrary facts as a slight. They argue my eyeballs crossed left and right. Will we ever learn to see the light? The matter leaves me without breath. There's only contradiction left. Notice I use the word we. I include myself with certainty. This next one is technological buffalo. The life of the outside salesman, how they vanished. Once outside salesmen roamed the plains. They had the goods, they had the brains. Came computers, internet sales. Our green turned brown. Our numbers went down. The guys were completely buffaloed. Just like our four-legged precursor, forgive me. Some went to inside sales reservations. I have to read this last stanza correctly. The guys were completely buffaloed, just like our four-legged precursor. Some went to inside sales reservations. One I know became a verser. This one's beat the clock, and I think I will. The train pulls into the station. The ship anchors at dock. All things in orchestration to the movement of the clock. Try as I may to fit more in, I simply make time travel faster. Sometimes I do a fancy dance to avoid scheduled disaster. Yet there are some treasured things that quite transcend tyrannic time. Together we share love that brings eternal joy to heart and mind. Pray let no tear dim your eye, or sorrow stops time and I die. But when I hear your voice so sweet, eternal time admits defeat. When I hear your laughter trill, it gives me joyous deep heart deep felt thrill. It lights my soul like sunlight's ray. We live forever in a day. Thank you.
Next up tonight, we've got Stephen Genetti. Come on up, Stephen.
All good. This is a draft. Hope it works. The light on the church turned light to lighter. She walks by on a glorious day. Her skin pink, unfortunately so. Striking me as an unfortunate day in the sun. A meander, a blasé stroll. She could do it. She walks straight, yet never does, and walks crooked. A beet red potato on her shoulder, a stamp of vodka and the rest, her tattoo. Of the pigeon leaping, bumping into a window, into the sky.
Do we have a Jesse Outprint out there? Come on up, Jesse.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Jesse, and I'm 5'0". I'm going to read Davin Like a Man, which is published by 70 Faces magazine through Hillel JUC. For the love of Hashem, stop excluding me and kicking me out and taking away my Judaism and replacing it with a broomstick kitchen. I hate your black cloak cronies who refuse eye contact for fear of contracting an STD. Sorry, I've had a lot of alcohol. Or cooties, or Hashem forbid, womanhood. Hashem, damn, not womanhood, anything but that. Not anything that looks like a woman, which is me. You couldn't bear seeing a neither nor sitting on your services, rapping on your streets, wearing your kippot. How dare I live outside your confines? You can't understand how your Hashem could create such a neither nor with a uterus meant for furthering some made from vomit misconception of life, stealing away your male ordained rights to be better. So now I've got no right to worship in these, your spaces. Well, let me tell you, wide-brimmed femophobe, I'm not a woman, haven't been a woman, and more importantly, I'm a better Jew than you've ever been and will ever be. I'll part ways with a middle finger salute. This next poem is Colossus. One. It's not my fault, it's Colossus has stomped me with his cold, greyhound-hearted indifference. He owns Prince of India. He owns the hospital. He shut down PLLD. He has no love of art. I'm impervious, invincible. Those files are deleted to make room to open up a guest concrete. Give no fucks that the city piles gobs of concrete round my corpse. Statuesque as Lady Liberty, dirty and muddled with Pittsburgh crime. I tell her she's the forsaken one. The maggots are false sheriffs, jacking off onto parking meters, sucking gentrified cock. Homeless sensei Larry couldn't help but overconcern to stuff cotton caringly into your ears. While it's illegal to not be non-committal, we've still bought the wedding cake cut with coal. We need another blueprint, another unaffordable student office housing space. He asked for another CVS on his Christmas list. Why do we think men are so unloving, unfeeling? It's the mythos of Colossus. He killed Hercules by towering over him, lit him with the same gray clouds that turned the Statue of Liberty her ill verdigris. He is in bed with Brown, Weinstein, Depp, and all other enemies of art, holding you hostage to drive through the Smiths in rank Fifth Ave traffic without hope of abridgment. We, the ants, can't die by oxidation. He's always waiting for his final act, but it'll never come. He's made of stone. Two, will you ever be lonely? The cowboys you sent to kiss my neck had been paying bucks to the true God who is Colossus. He loves enemies, sings doo-doo. Up to the hill, torture, gaggles, and laughs. The complex is industrial medicine, so he judges me. I'll drain out his resources, and when I've eaten all the rich, I'll cut up my pinata gut, my guts, for humanity to share. The scourge of the earth have asthma. Gallagher's brandish $500,000, million-dollar, $1,000 lump sum checks. Thank you. Condemned housing. Thank you. Wasteland deserts. Thank you. Wasteoid space, five same coffee shops, less than half a mile. Thank you. Prayer land garden of theft, bracing herself for her final sunset. At least in Colossus's shadow, there was heat. No ever expansive sheep swimming the greatest lake. They know they're pre-disqualified. There is has the heart to steal them from the race. There is the stench of participation trophies and the sampler theft. Your mouth has less giving and thoughtful than the leeches begging my life. Your pride, blindness, snatched up by concrete gods and sent back feedback illusions. You're tall, your talent, you're doing it right thing. My silence equals pleasure. I'm waiting for it to happen. I've experienced more bliss in a coma. Maybe I'll give up to Colossus now too. He knows embarrassment, has a stench stronger than CSO, hot dogs, crisp logs on carpet, or the whole world 6 foot deep. Colossus is never lonely. A man eats his eyes stuffed till he has to pray for your belief of lies. The dried oceans and quenched stars never fixing his fill, he'll affix on you.
Size differential there. So jacking off on the parking meters, was that a line that I heard there? That's a fetish I've never considered before. I had a buddy who, when I first met him and he had too much to drink, he would wrestle parking meters. And now I have the two kind of cross purposes in my brain right now, which will haunt me for the rest of my fucking life. Thank you, Jesse. Up next is a guy, old buddy of mine, who has a really, who has a new manuscript I'm really excited about. Kevin Finn, come up here and read some of those poems.
Thank you. All right. So this is great. This poem is called Thirst, and it's about the problem of clean water, and this one goes like this. Thirst. Words are a stranglehold, a python constricting. I know so few to make these lines straight, at least intersecting and refraining. My body is close to the ground. I move like I do because of the constriction of blood. The heart moves mightily, like a storm-flooded Allegheny. There's a shift in intelligence, and I see it. Nothing makes sense. Nothing makes it so there is thirst without poisoning the water. There's no greater pressure than the pressure that rises from that thirst. Thank you. This one's called Detroit, and this is for my friend Colin and Sarah, my friends Colin and Sarah, who travel between Pittsburgh, Detroit, and New York, do work, and I was there many years ago visiting a friend, and this poem's called Detroit. Is it lost ancestry, a gap in the celestial columns where we once walked? The evidence is vital to the blasted rock. We tar ourselves to wood, create something out of fire. There are tendencies of forgiveness, centers of navigation, revolutions of time, tires burning through the city. I walked at the summit, saw Lake Michigan above the skyline. I knew a tender wind from the water. Lights shifted and the wall shifted. I saw the burden also shift. Okay, thank you.
All right. I've never been ballsy enough to go by a single name, like Christopher or Chris or even Casey. I can't pull any of that shit off. But our next reader can. Allison, come on up.
Thank you. This first one's called, I Saw the Face of God and It Was Weeping. It was early August when I began to suspect that we were being proffered half-truths. The sky was not the color it should have been for that time of day. The shadows our bodies cast were irregular. Too long at noon, too short for the dawn, ever darker with the moonrise. It reminded me of those times when our mothers rained down upon our heads the inconsolable violence of involuntary fertility. We stood naked and in unbearable solitude, unable to retreat from their curses. Our vulnerability soaked our sheets at night with penetrating shrewdness, and not one bone in our bodies was at rest. In early August, when the skies went on fibbing, I was reminded of a childhood lived apart from you. but remembered in the same season.
Thank you.
This one's called Golgotha. Much like the malevolenta of the many, of legion, who pleaded with the martyr, unsolicited, to remain, to not be driven out of this place. My pneumas also burst forth, besieging me, to beg for their right to exist in my house, but under the laws of their own making. What can I say to these? The only children I will ever have the courage to bear, except stay. I have no herd of pigs to be my keeper. Thank you.
That was awesome, Allison. Thank you. Our last readers coming up, I just want to encourage everybody to come back to the open mic next time. I'm looking at all of you over here, and you guys, but I'm looking at these people over here too. Our last reader tonight is going to be Max Reaver. Max, come on up.
I am also 5 foot, so can relate. This is a poem called Bucket List. I want to devastate my howling neighbors, rise among my non-existent blood siblings, smell like casino curtains, the original cast recording of Cirque du Soleil's Alegria, peddle my soul away, gamble with crayons, bite into unrecognizable mush that is supposedly food, and remember how I felt when I was a child. I want to ask my ex-lover if she can sing the infamous Chopin ballads in the same fashion as a track from Barbara Streisand's Color Me in Barbara, where she sang the minute waltz and carved into my adolescent soul with a rogue record needle and remember how she felt when I was in love with her. I want to corrupt my unblackened lungs, smoke my sorrows like an angsty teen, hide in basements next to abandoned record collections, broken 8-track players, a DVD copy of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, pretend I'm still broken, wait to be fixed, and remember how I felt when I was reborn. Thank you.
Wow, that was great, folks. That was really wonderful. I just want to remind you that next week we're going to have the Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange. This is a workshop that has gone on for how many years, Michael? 40?
1974.
Since 1974, longer than the Hemingway series. And it's been facilitated all these years by Michael Worster. Yeah, before Hemingway's, who gave a great poetry reading last Thursday night at the Carnegie Lecture Hall, and some of you may have missed it, but he will be reading. He will be reading here actually later this summer, July the 2nd. So you can hear him. But the Poetry Exchange will be reading, and you really should come out. Steve will be reading along with Tim Isaias, Barry Governor, Roberta Hatcher, Gene Hirsch, Joe Calden, Stuart Shepard, and Christine Telfer, who might still be here tonight. Where are you, Christine? She left. Okay, she left. Okay. But these are some wonderful poets. And then we'll have, and then I want to see a lot of you back next week. I want to hear some more poems from this crew. Okay? And we're looking at you. And if you're not on the email blast, if you'd like to be, give me your name and your email, and you too can be on the blast. thank you all so much. See you next week.